most fast food workers in California are going to see a bump in their paychecks. That's because they're now entitled to a minimum $20 an hour wage. It's good news for workers struggling to keep up with the rising cost of living, but some franchise owners are responding by cutting jobs. For more, we're joined by KQED Senior Editor Rachel Miro. Rachel, hi.
Hi.
So the law applies to any fast food restaurant with at least 60 locations nationwide. How big of an impact is this for the more than 500,000 people who work in the industry, Rachel?
Well, it's a mixed bag, Deepa. I mean, on the one hand, $20 an hour, which is undeniably better than the current statewide average of $16 an hour. On the other hand, some employers, as you mentioned, are cutting employee hours or worse.
You know, I want to ask you because, there's mixed info out there. One labor economist, a UC Berkeley professor, says that the increased minimum wage over the past 5 years here in California doubled for workers to more than $16 an hour, had no impacts of disemployment or workers losing their job. If anything, there was positive employment effects. But we just heard that Pizza Hut filed to lay off more than 1,200 drivers, some places just getting rid of delivery service. How else are companies trying to cut costs to respond to this law?
Well, you know, this is day one, so I don't know that there are strong numbers yet for how many others have actually lost their jobs. But there are a lot of different ways that employers can offset the cost, make up the difference. Cutting hours for employees is one. Raising prices for consumers is another.
And I'm wondering because, you know, obviously workers, they appreciate a raise. They don't want to lose hours. But are the large companies like the McDonald's, are they not covering any of this cost? Is it all on the franchise owners?
Not all, but gosh, most of it. Fast food, I think many people realize, runs on a franchise model for the most part, which is to say it's not the deep-pocketed national chains paying workers more. It's the small franchise owners who pay fees to the chain to represent the brand. Meanwhile, you have union leaders who pushed for the higher wages saying, hey, those billion-dollar corporations could choose to absorb the higher labor costs, perhaps by reducing the fees they charge the franchisees. But so far, we're not seeing that.
Now, California also has one of the highest costs of living. We know that all too well living here. What else is the state doing to address the affordability crisis?
That's a good question. I mean, this particular wage fight has been going on for years at the ballot box and legislative committees and in Governor Gavin Newsom's offices, or at least his top leaders' offices. It's a fight between unions and the fast food industry. Unions see fast food as ripe for organizing along with other low wage industries. Mm. Fast food companies, of course, fighting it tooth and nail. We're going to see more stuff like this in the months to come.
KQED Senior Editor Rachel Miro, thank you.
Thank you.